This is Willard Espey turning another page of Personalities in Print. Eloise Jarvis McGraw, you're a very, very young woman, but your profile has a very Egyptian cast, you know. Quite the Oriental. Look at that mouth. Do you believe in reincarnation, Eloise?
No, I don't really believe in it.
Do you believe that the old Egyptian pharaohs, for example, after they were put in their mummies, really managed to ride in those boats that were taken down with them and eat that food that was put there?
I don't know. I think, however, that the Egyptians came closer to immortality than anybody else ever has done. After all, we know all about them. We know what they thought, what they ate, what they wore. And we can see their bodies, some of them, in a mummified form. Maybe this is what they were after.
Coward McCann has just put out a book by one Eloise Jarvis McGraw called Pharaoh. How does it happen that a young and attractive American girl like you works on things that happened 1,500 years before Christ in an area of the world that most of us have never seen and never will see?
I don't know whether I can explain it or not. It's a sort of, it's been a hobby of mine for a long time, and at this point I can only call it an obsession. I'm just interested in the period, the people, the area.
About whom is this book primarily?
Well, primarily it is about Queen Hatshepsut, the first woman ruler in history, and three pharaohs who ruled before, after, and during her reign.
Is it true that pharaohs believed that they were gods and that their subjects believed that the pharaohs were gods also?
Yes, this is true. This was the conception of kingship in Egypt at that time.
Did Queen Hatshepsut believe she was a goddess?
I believe she must have, yes.
And did she have any difficulties, moral, ethical, emotional, as a result of believing she was a goddess?
Well, in my fictionalized version, she did. I think she must have, even in real life, because all the indications point to a very strange and frantic period toward the end of her life. She was hanging on to her throne under great difficulties.
Do you think that General Abdel Nasser has any ambitions to be a new Egyptian pharaoh?
I don't know. I know that now the difficulties in that area are very interesting to me because they're identical with the difficulties that have been there ever since this time I'm writing about and even before.
Well, do you think that Egypt is going to become as crucial a point in the world power struggle today as it was back in those days when it was really the focal point of world history?
Well, it's very hard to say. It is certainly a touchy situation and an important area right now in the news.
How can I, as a modern American, learn anything about my moral problems, anything about my attitude toward existence, from reading about Queen Hatshepsut here 3,500 years back?
I think that today, as then, men question. And today it seems to me that men are questioning fundamentals and their deepest beliefs and the things that have been taught more than in many other periods of history. And after all, each man must question for himself, who am I? How did I get here? Did anything make me or did I just happen? And is there a point? And so forth. I believe that people were questioning then as they are questioning now. And this interests me because there is, of course, such a wide gulf, so many differences between that culture and ours.
Yes, for some of these questions and for some perhaps tentative answers, I think that many, many persons are going to enjoy reading this tremendously exciting and fast-moving novel, Pharaoh, by you, Eloise Jarvis McGraw. Thanks for chatting with me today. This is Willard Espey closing another transcribed issue of Personalities in Print.